This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, you cannot make up the incredible global firestorm that InfoWars and that all of our listeners and viewers are at the very center of, because believe me, you're all on the team. You're all the same as the quarterback. Without you, we're nothing, and we could lose this. With you, we're going to win. First off, the globalists are panicking because the Republicans were winning these special elections and primaries yesterday. They're going into total meltdown mode, even though big blue blood Republicans like the Koch brothers have been backing the Democrats. Unbelievable. So we're going to be going over all that. You have former Obama administration officials ordering Twitter to remove me, and Jack Dorsey is still standing firm. We've got Howard Dean saying, I promote Nazism with no link, and saying, take down the Nazi now. They're now accusing Jack Dorsey of things he's never done, saying that he's helping me dox Sandy Hook families. I never did that. There's no link. Just because the New York Times says it doesn't mean it's true. The New York Times is there to murder truth. The New York Times is truth's assassin. Continuing. Here's the big one. Document cam shot, please. Put it on screen from Twitter. Real Alex Jones. We are number one trending app in news. Number one trending. Click on that for a larger image, please. Number one trending. Guess what we are total out of thousands of news apps? We are number three total in the world, surpassing CNN and Fox News. But guess what happened? Go to my Twitter, Real Alex Jones. We have a video of it. In fact, I'm going to do a demonstration here so it's in HD. So I have to do or somebody show it. Google, because we're also number one in trending on Google, and guess what? Number three on Google total. Google does not list us. It does not show that the app exists. This is a three-week-old app, InfoWars official. We knew this was coming. I told you it was coming ahead of the midterms. I thought it would maybe be in a few more weeks later. We are number one, but it doesn't show you who's number one. Oh, above the Huffington Post and One America News. Isn't that just interesting? It won't show you who won the football game. They won't show you who won the wrestling match. They won't show you who won the Indy 500. Oh, but then if you actually go and click into it, it comes up. Isn't that just special? How long till that's gone, gone, gone? But what happens when the jury sees that? And what happens when the jury sees this? Well, they think by then they've stolen the election in 2018 and 2020, and they'll have a tyranny here, and it won't matter. But guess what CNN's been doing since they got us taken off Facebook and everywhere else? InfoWars app overtakes CNN on charts. CNN desperately lobbies Apple to censor. If that isn't tortious interference, if that isn't racketeering, if that isn't a restaurant, if CNN was a restaurant with, you know, feces on the ground, roaches everywhere, E. coli, salmonella, food poisoning, and we've got this glistening restaurant with the most lavish chefs, great prices, parking lot overflowing, lines around the corner, and CNN's calling the fire marshal saying, get over there, there's too many people in there, and CNN's running around the street with bullhorns, there's roaches in there the size of a chihuahua, there's rats the size of a Doberman, don't eat there, you'll get sick. Meanwhile, the windows are all gross. Everything's falling apart. Nobody's over there eating in the restaurant. CNN's got a cigarette hanging out of their mouth going, you know what you do? When they close at midnight, you burn that joint down. We want InfoWars off the air now. But
criticize us. He's hurting the First Amendment. Oh, don't criticize us. That's violating the First Amendment.
That is the First Amendment, you anti-American criminals.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
It's 8-8, Wednesday, the 8th day of August 2018. I am Alex Jones, your host. My goodness, it's 888. Ha ha! And InfoWars.com, free official app, is the number one trending app in the world. Number one trending app on Google Android. Number one on iPhone. And number one on other platforms. But guess what happens when you go to the Google free store? Even with all the paid apps, it's free. And it's number one, but on most phones won't show up. They've got it blocked on phones, but on some computers it comes up. And that's the same thing happened when I was the number one podcast in Joe Rogan's history. It was never listed on iTunes. You had to hand search it, but it was number one for a year and never put to the top because it would have gotten even bigger. That's how they operate. They force feed what they want. And CNN, after they brag, they help get us lobbied off YouTube, Google's delisting us, Facebook, everywhere else is bullying Twitter to take us down. And here's the headline from Breitbart. InfoWars app overtakes CNN on charts. CNN lobbies app to censor. They say, we want it removed. We want it taken off. We don't want people to go to the digital store and go in and get what they want. No, no, no. CNN's app's free, too. But people don't want it. It's only been out 3 weeks. CNN has had their apps for years. Our app's been out 3 weeks and is already number one in trending and already number three on Android and on Apple and is trending within days to be number one total. And they aren't going to allow that, are they? 4.9 star review out of 5. Everyone loves it, but that's okay. CNN, why, they're CNN, so when they're not lying to you about WMDs or pushing the Arab Spring and helping kill millions of Iraqis, they're busy telling how hateful I am, because when the public questions Sandy Hook, I questioned some of it as well and believe people have a right to question, and then later, years ago, said I believed it happened, and so they just lie and say that I said nobody died at Parkland and got me taken off YouTube till YouTube went and looked, and they said that was a mistake, and they took the strikes off and put us back up. But 3 months later, right before the election, they were back, and they lied about us again and got us taken off. CNN knew more about my account with Google than I did. They were in my account and talking about my account and how much money we made a month off of it and what we were doing and what was going on. That's from a few days when we surpassed CNN. Now we're number one in trending and number three on Google and on Apple. And within days, if not hours, we will be number one on total apps. Now, are they going to allow that? Are they going to allow that? No. And so, in front of the world, they're going to continue to attack us. And they know that we're getting record traffic to InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. So, MailChimp, we've been using for 5-6 years to send out under all the rules properly our emails to you every day. Notice you haven't got emails since yesterday. They said, nope, bye-bye, you can't use this, you're evil. And then, you can't comment on InfoWars.com or NewsWars.com, which is a very popular function, with Discus or Discuss. That's gone. They just said, no, you violate our terms of service. Even though it's their moderators and their system, that's why we liked it, because it's hard to moderate all this stuff. And so what they're saying is they violate their own terms. Now, what you're doing is you're racketeering. You're going to come out and you're going to deny us services on our own website. Oh, but it's their own company. Really, Samsung TVs say, when you buy this TV, you waive your rights. We can watch and listen to you in your home and share it with third parties because we're our own company. How about all these congressmen and women running for office, neck and neck with Democrats? Democrats can all advertise. They can all be political on their Facebook pages and YouTube pages. But Republicans are all being blocked as well. Is that just because they're a company now? Maybe AT&T will tell the Republicans, you can only use your telephones, 10% of the time. You'd be like, well, I pay for a service. You can't be, letting me only use the phones 10% of the time and letting the Democrats use it 100%. That's what this shadow banning and all this is. So why did Jack Dorsey come out and say Alex Jones hasn't violated our rules? Their rules are nebulous. Their rules are globalist. Their rules are like SJW stuff where no one can follow them. It's all subjective. What is hate speech? One man's hate speech is one man's religion, vice versa. They let the Islamists do whatever they want, but if you criticize it, you get restricted. And Twitter knows that Trump came out a week and a half ago. Let's put his tweet up there for the president if we can find it. And the president said, this shadow banning, I'm getting a lot of reports of it, of Congress people and other Republicans and conservatives. Very, very troubling. It's illegal. Going to do something about it. So I believe the reason Jack Dorsey didn't join the rest of the pack in banning me like he did Milo a few years ago is because he knows that Trump and this broadcast and the Republican Congress is aware of what's going on. And suddenly, days after Trump put that tweet out, suddenly we were only restricted in some of our tweets. Most of them actually went out. So instead of getting 5 retweets, we'd get 10,000 again. Now, some that somebody dubbed political or something, which everybody else can do, Trump crossing the swamp as George Washington, stuff like that would still get blocked. So you can see they're in there still trying to bend it to the Democrats, bend it. But they know they're getting washed. But they think, hey, they can just make it 3 months and get Democrats in, the impeachment can start, and then it'll be okay. But if they lose, if it doesn't work, there's going to be hell to pay. But maybe not. The Republican Congress is so stupid when it comes to tech and these issues. So dumb, the terms they use. The Democrats are, too. The Democrat Senator Murphy calling us the rotten tip of the iceberg, saying ban all the conservatives. Incredibly out in the open. He goes, banning just one website isn't enough. Which he's admitting they're trying to ban our site itself. We need to ban them all. What he's really banning is our multimedia, our reporters, our people, our guests. They're saying all of you can't be on Facebook, all of you can't be on YouTube, all of you can't be on all these platforms, iTunes, everywhere else. And then they're testing to see, will Joe Rogan have me on to defend free speech? He's already told me 2 weeks ago he wants to be on. I haven't heard the time. Now will he? Or will he get scared and not thinking, keep his head down? Because then later, he'll lose his speech. And will everybody else have me on? Well, the truth is, people are lining up around the block to have me on their broadcast. People invite me on all the time. I'm usually too busy. But I've been doing it, working really hard, doing a lot of interviews, because I need to fight for free speech right now. Not just my speech, but everybody's, because we're domino number one, make no mistake. So Howard Dean and all these Obama people, they're demanding we be taken down. And now they're more shrill because their socialist star, Alexandria Cortez, had all the people she endorsed lose their primaries. Well, yeah, when you tell folks you're a commie, doesn't work too well. So they're now in panic mode as Republicans won. in these key battleground areas that Soros poured megatons, hundreds of millions of dollars of illegal money into this stuff. And they are swinging for the fences with brass knuckles. We're wearing, you know, 10-ounce gloves, but we're still defeating them, even though it's rigged, because people know what's going on and the jig is up. So, newswars.com, infowars.com. Go to infowars.com/show. Sign up directly with us for one click to our podcast. Get the app. Send it to number one, whether they're going to ban it or not. Send it to number one, infowars.com/show, infowars.com/app. Tell your neighbors, your friends, your family, hey, the battle for the First Amendment's now. They're trying to ban Alex Jones. They're lying about him. They're demonizing him. So they can take him down. They can take everybody down. We need to stand with Alex Jones and free speech. Not just go, well, Alex Jones is a bad guy. You mean the straw man. Well, what the media says is a bad guy, but, you know, he still should have a speech. No, don't say I'm a bad guy. Go all the way. Double down. Stand up. Because they'll be demonizing and lying about you next. We've got so much huge news in the fight for the Republic and the fight for the world straight ahead. Spread those links. Tell folks about those local stations right now.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Lincoln was elected to United Nation for the first time. The left tried to smear him and went to war with him. Can President Trump and we come together and save America a second time? Death of a Nation is the latest film from number one New York Times bestselling author Dinesh D'Souza and Academy Award-winning producer Gerald R. Molin. Through stunning historical recreations and a searching examination, Death of a Nation cuts through progressive lies to expose hidden history and explosive truths. In theaters nationwide this Friday. More information at deathofanationmovie.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at DYLN.co. That's DYLN.co.
Hey, Dave, you in for golf this weekend?
Oh, I can't. I promised I'd find a plumber to fix a sink and a painter to paint it.
Just use Angie's List.
Doesn't that cost money?
Not at all. It's free to find pros in your area who can do the work. You can even read ratings and reviews from other customers.
What about roofing pros?
Angie's List has pros for everything. And to save time, they'll even match you to the best pros for the job.
Oh, that's awesome. Looks like I'll be able to play after all.
Find the best pros for your next project at AngiesList.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Thank you.
It's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
This is America. This is 2018, 3 months out from one of the most important elections in our history and affecting the entire world. And finally, the Daily Mail, Breitbart, following Drudge's lead that started a week ago, are coming out to our defense saying this is dangerous. They're having top lawyers, top computer scientists on the site, on XM, on their Breitbart show. I was listening to it for hours this morning, reading all their reports, and they're going into the scientific history, how the racketeering's working, how it's illegal, how they're building sites to monitor it, how Congress has got to stop this right now, how this is trying to steal the election, true election meddling. And now, InfoWars app overtakes CNN on charts. CNN lobbies Apple to censor. You heard me right. InfoWars shot up the charts. It's gone to number one in new apps, trending, number one, and it's number three set in days to go to number one total. InfoWars app overtakes CNN on charts. CNN lobbies Apple to censor. This is America. This isn't the old Soviet Union. This isn't communist China. And what do you expect? Google is on the air in China with their propaganda. Google is moving back into China with their own censorship and media system. Apple has its media company based there and is openly involved in mass censorship. Apple has officially moved to China years ago, but made it official 5 months ago and became state-run. And I'm the only person hammering this, or at least I was. Now, the information is coming out, and Congress is talking about it. They're catching Chinese spies inside the National Security Agency, inside the CIA, inside the FBI, inside the House Intelligence and Senate Intelligence Committee, offices of Dianne Feinstein and others. Obama and the globalists allowed total penetration. Don't you remember when they kept having Chinese generals in the White House for fundraisers and giving them millions of dollars illegally with suitcases of cash and no one got in trouble? That was in 1995, 96. Can you imagine what it's like now? Total penetration. They own our debt. They own Hollywood. They've gotten all the major defense secrets that aren't completely classified. They have pushed for us to be censored. They go to Davos and brag how they're going to take down America. And I keep telling you this. And that's why they finally moved and jumped the shark to ban me off the internet. Because the president is listening, the campaign is listening, the military is listening, and they don't know what to do. Well, let me give you a little newsflash. The military already knew all of this. They had made the decision it was too damning to tell the American people, and they thought they could fix it by turning the economy back on and quietly pulling out the traitors that were managing the Chi-Com spies, because it's kind of a wedding between deep state, the globalists, and China. To say China runs us, I mean, we have total penetration. Then they started double-crossing Obama the last 2 years of his administration, remember? So to keep some leverage on the deep state went, oh, yeah, we'll pivot some ships and stuff out to where you're at. And they said, we're building islands, get out of the way, we've compromised you. If you talk bad about us, we'll expose people on your payroll, on our payroll. Remember that when China said a couple years ago, before Trump got elected, they said, if you keep giving us trouble with your pivot to Asia and all this China stuff, we'll start outing spies. And then, as if that wasn't a big enough red flare, 5,000 red flares, as if that wasn't totally insane, it got worse, didn't it? They came out yesterday and they said, we already own Apple and control its factories. They've merged with us. We have all the codes. We will hold it hostage and shut down production to your trillion-dollar thing if you don't do that. Well, it's not ours anyways. And, yeah, do iPhones, in my experience, work better than most droids? Okay, yeah. But the issue is Apple is as evil as it gets. It's the worst. And Google's a close second moving to China. So what do they do when they're traitors like this? They say that America is run by Russians. When the Russians are tough, they can fight, they can build rockets, they got missiles. They can't even keep their country running. If Russia was in our business, I'd be on their ass, like I was during the whole uranium deals with Hillary. That's wrong. But Russia's not the threat, ladies and gentlemen. That's how they project onto Trump, a nationalist, that he's a traitor. The New York Times, and I'm going to get around to going through the 2 hours of audio and finding this clip. I want to play it today. The New York Times had this reporter that's working with this other Pulitzer Prize winner. That's like a Nobel Peace Prize. It means it's like an Iron Cross, in my opinion, from Adolf Hitler. These assassins of truth, these twisters, and the lady sat back in her chair and she went, tell me about how you work for RT. And I went, huh? Yeah, you know, what they pay you, all this other stuff. And she was rolling her eyes. And when I was like, I've never worked for RT. I've never gotten money from RT. I've never traveled with RT. I've been on RT in years. I'm like, I've been interviewed by the New York Times probably 100 times. Do I work for you, lady? But that's how sick this has gotten, ladies and gentlemen. And, I mean, these people are in their own echo chamber of America hating. They're in their own echo chamber of control. They're in their own echo chamber where they've got to do this or they won't get their paycheck. So they believe this stuff. And they get extremely radicalized until they don't even know what planet they're on, where they scream Nazi scum and won't let Candace Owens, a beautiful black lady, a patriot, a liberal, have her meal because she's pro-America. A bunch of weird white people screaming at a black lady, you're a white supremacist. They're bullies. They're crazy. They're out of control. Now, obviously, we need funding under this massive attack. We need it extremely bad. And if you haven't gone to InfoWarsStore.com, we got the best water filters at the best prices, the best air filtration, all of it. We got the best non-GMO heirloom seeds. We got the best game-changing supplements, and they hate it when you fund us. Plus, you need all of these. So we're launching a mega sale because of all of this. Stop the censorship. Save InfoWars special. Stand up against the bullies. Stop the censorship. I think I'll change the name of the special. Stop the big tech bullies. Save the internet. Save InfoWars super special. The mainstream media, the dying dinosaurs, doing everything they can to shut down InfoWars. All the tech giants work to remove us from the internet. We're being depersoned. We're being disappeared. We're being put in an electronic ghetto. We're dropping our incredible product prices to help you support the InfoWar. BrainForce Plus, the incredible nootropic. Find out for yourself. 40% off and free shipping. Supermel Vitality, Superfemal Vitality, incredible cold-pressed herbs, number stamina, libido, energy, people love it, 50% off, plus free shipping. Secret 12, methylcobalamin, and acetylcobalamin, rated in even BuzzFeed's own test as the top in the country. 40%, I got so pissed when that happened, 40% off, plus free shipping. Winter Sun, amazing, vitamin D3 of an organic vegan type, 40% off plus free shipping. DNA Force Plus, 50% off plus free shipping. Survival Shield X2, the good halogen, 40% off plus free shipping. Very hard to source that, very hard to get it. Alpha Power, you want the super turbo. Oh my good, for libido, stamina, energy, warning when you take that. I mean, Cena is safe, but watch out. 50% off plus free shipping. All Super Blue, fluoride free, colloidal silver, iodine fortified toothpaste for adults and children, mouthwash and more. 50% off plus free shipping. Ultimate Fish Oil Combo, 40% off free shipping. Biotriselinium, 50% off free shipping, and more. Support us now. Be part of history. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. Oh, Gavin McGinnis coming up. Gavin McGinnis. Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours, just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta glucans, olive leaf, and so much much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Gavin McInnes, the creator of Vice, filmmaker, syndicated talk show host at CRTV.com. So this till the end of the hour. We have a bunch of other guests. And I want to open the phones up and get your take on what's happening. But make no mistake, people are now finally getting it. Congress didn't understand how the shadow banning was happening, how Google was delisting people, how the different forms of algorithm strangulation was happening ahead of trying to steal the election. And that's what this is election meddling by big tech, the Democrats, and others. But now they've jumped the shark. They had hearings in the last few months where the Republicans couldn't find their butt with both hands. And it green-lighted the intensified censorship, not just of me, but everybody else. There's big algorithms. Breitbart's been doing a great job with some of their scientists and computer people and some of the groups in Europe that can track the different types of censorship, not just shadow banning. And They dialed it back 50% basically back during Hillary, during the campaign 2 years ago. And then it went up to about 80% about a month ago. And now it's gone to about 93% on average. And I gave you those numbers before Facebook admitted, oh, we already dialed back conservatives 80%, quit bitching at us. Because I could see Google Analytics, I could see the Facebook analytics. We're kicked out of all that now, and it's just like space age. And you can see when they put the controls in, you go straight down. It's not like you go down like this or something. They just flip a switch. It's like when Hillary lost, Alexa just took 2,000 conservative sites and did 80% reduction in them too. It wasn't like the traffic was down, but sponsors looked at it and went, "Well, your traffic's down." It's like, "No, I'm not." It's like when they told Mark Twain he was dead, and he said, "No, I'm not." Or it's like, if you hit me in the face and I punch you and you fall down, and you look at me and you say, "I've killed you." And I'm like, "Looks like I'm still standing here, buddy." So they've tried a lot of different fraud, but they're desperately moving now. And they're trying to bully Jack Dorsey into removing me. Let me ask Gavin McGinnis, who's a smart cookie, why do you think they're doing all this now? Do you think they'll get away with it? Because folks seem to be figuring out that I'm just patient zero as the beta test going into the election. And if they win, they're really going to crack down even more and, I guess, solidify this. And why do you think Dorsey hasn't banned me when, like, 15 platforms, I can't list them all, WebChimp, Discuss, not just iTunes, not just Facebook, not just YouTube, just everywhere. And now it appears they're deplatforming, deleting other people that put my new videos up they grab. So, I mean, this is like beyond even what you hear about in China. It's pretty amazing. What does Gavin McGinnis think?
I think that Jack is smarter than these other CEOs, and he knows that this is bad for the left. I don't think Jack wants Trump to win. I don't think he likes you, but at least he has the tenacity to realize that when you shut down Alex Jones, you make him stronger. You have the number one app. I talked to you yesterday. It was the number four app. Jack is smart enough to know that just trying to kill you only makes you stronger.
We do now, as you speak, it's actually gone. It is now number one in news on all platforms. But most Google devices won't show you that it's number one.
I know. It's the weirdest thing I've ever seen. You scroll, and as you're scrolling, it won't let you go past two. They're so bad at this. I got to hand it to Stalin. He was much more efficient at fascism than these guys. This is amateur hour at the Apollo.
I agree with you. Let me ask you this question. It's a parallel to three African countries in the last 30 years have kicked the minority white population out, taken the farms, and within a few years they're starving to death. Zimbabwe, many other examples. Well, the racist communist leaders of South Africa are now kicking most of the whites out, taking their farms, and famine has now kicked off. Just 1 year into the new communist government. Wow. I mean, you'd think, again, just like them kicking conservatives and libertarians off the web, and then their stock tanks hundreds of billions at Facebook, you think that South Africa, when nations bordering them have done the exact same thing and starved to death en masse and collapsed, you think they'd say, hey, let's leave these productive Christian farmers here.
You know what? This is a lot like your case in the sense that everyone has this sort of fortune cookie little note explaining what the story is, and it's not even close to the truth. So this, no one's seen your show that wants to ban it. They just heard rumors about conspiracy theories and you attacking kids and all this stuff. They've never actually watched the show. Same with Ann Coulter. They hate her books. They never actually read one sentence in any of her books. It's all based on the rumors, the mystique. It's a game of telephone. And with South Africa, the rumor is whites came in, stole all the land, and now the blacks are saying, we'd like our land back at some point. That sounds reasonable. I mean, they had apartheid. That was mean. That's not the truth at all. The story there is that there is one communist party that is oppressing everyone in South Africa, including blacks, including other tribes, and especially including white farmers. And these national socialists, just like the Nazis, in fact, they have a tenet now. Land seizure without compensation. That is literally word for word, as Dinesh D'Souza points out in his new movie, Death of a Nation. That is literally word for word a Nazi doctrine. So the rumors you're hearing about South Africa, that it's about, black people getting revenge for whites. No, the whites bought that land. That was all acquired justly. There was no one really there when the Boers settled South Africa. But now
you've done your study, because just like the Boers were kind of like Amish light, I mean, most of the Amish actually are German or Swiss, but they're very similar. So I've read several, four or five books about the whole history of South Africa. And as you said, almost no one was there except, quote, what they call the Aborigines or the natives or the Bush people. And then when the whites came in 400 years ago and built wells and infrastructure, there were giant migrations moving in for the work in the diamond mines and the fields. And so they built this whole big giant thing. No one was there. Kind of like, Texas. There might have been a couple thousand Native Americans. And I'm not saying it's good what happened to them, but everybody wants to get here now because what we built. And now the Communist Party that Mandela was part of takes over, makes it all racial, and now you've got these super Christian, 9% Christian, of the population, Christian farmers that are in the middle of nowhere, with lions and king cobras and everything. And all the local blacks are like, please don't get rid of them. We love working with them. But that's all about to be torn out. Then the communists will communalize everything and it'll all collapse like happened in China.
They're almost out of water in Cape Town. This always happens with communism. It hurts the people it's purporting to help and leaves everyone starving. They are going to be starving. Something like 85%, I forget the exact number, but it's remarkably high, of these farms they take over cease to be farms. They just subsist farm a few beans for themselves, and all the crops die. So they're running out of food, running out of water, based on communist greed, and people are going for the fortune cookie version, which is, it's just a minor land transaction. You keep seeing this again and again, and what happens? People starve. And this is what's happening with you. They're going to say no more Alex Jones, no more me, no more Candace Owens they're going after now. This is a woman who dared to say blacks don't have to be conservative, liberal. And they're going to end up with much less media, with just state-run media.
You're absolutely right. We'll come back and play that video. I should have gotten to this in the last few days. I mentioned it. Antifa protesters accost conservative Charlie Kirk and Candace Owens at Philadelphia Cafe. This happens to me. It happens to Milo. And they literally start screaming Nazi. Howard Dean has called me a Nazi and called for Twitter to ban me. Folks, everyone knows the Nazis hate me. Everybody knows my ex-wife is part Jewish. Everybody knows that I'm not anti-Israel. But they just keep calling me a Nazi, and then they're screaming at a black woman, screaming, Nazi, Nazi, Nazi. These people are insane. Where's it going to go, Gavin?
Well, and they were, you know what they were screaming? They were screaming, end white supremacy and F white supremacy at a black woman. And then some of the alt-left say, no, they were screaming at a Charlie Kirk. No, they were not screaming at a Charlie Kirk. They had a bullhorn in Candace's face that she had to physically tear away with her hands as they poured water on Charlie Kirk and screamed like hyenas. You know they're all rich kids. And I was thinking the other day? I'm becoming scared of the left. And I don't mean scared like Tony Soprano is out to get me. I mean scared like a psychotic ex-girlfriend who's a stalker and is about to get out of jail.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm afraid of. I agree. One of these people hits me, they're going to get it back. And I'm afraid of what I'm going to do to them. We'll be right back with Gavin McInnes from CRTV.com and on Twitter, Gavin_McInnes. Stay with us.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
You thought the leaden winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
And the colors of the sea. I can now announce, it's true, at the first of the show I said we were number one on trending and number three on overall news apps. We're now number one on the Android and number one on Apple. So that just happened. We are number one against apps that have been up there for years, like the Huffington Post and CNN. They are flipping out. And just this morning, I saw three reports. I couldn't even watch them all. But the articles on CNN saying ban Alex Jones off of iTunes apps and off of Android. Gavin, I hate to make this about me, but this is getting absolutely, totally insane. I launched an app 3 weeks ago, figuring all this was coming up, a new one. This happens, and it has got a 4.9 stars. I got to tell you, I think they jumped the shark, like the NFL taking a knee and losing 40% of their viewers, or Hollywood losing 35% of their revenue, you know, going out against Trump. I mean, but like you said, they're destroying themselves. They can't stop. Where does this go?
Well, it goes with starvation, with information starvation. It goes with a socialist country that starts to eat itself. Like we're seeing this in Canada. We saw this in Britain. You know, they open the borders to mass immigration, and they say, replace this population. I want people who owe me one. And the next thing you know, the country's gone. You know, and this is very unique to America, this whole idea of different voices. The Brits actually started it by encouraging all these different newspapers down the East Coast. And there was, they said, make it right wing, make it left wing, have debates. And the next thing you know, we go, this is fun. This is colorful. This is interesting. This is humorous that we're using sarcasm and irony and I'm enjoying myself. Let's start a whole country on this and kick the British out. And they did. And now we're getting back to this monarchy mentality where we can't have conspiracy theories. What the hell is the matter with a conspiracy theory? That's called a theory about someone conspiring. And you had a bunch of conspiracy theories about how they were going to try to, the government was going to try to deplatform you. Turns out that's not a theory anymore. It's a fact. This is like a war on curiosity, fun, humor. It's a war on color. It's a war on what makes America great.
Well, you're right. You're right. I kind of self-censored myself Sunday morning. I get up. They say a drone has shot missiles at Maduro. I watch all the footage. I go, it's probably a false flag. He's a dictator. He's teetering on collapse. Brazil's had to close its border because millions are trying to flee, just like we're having to. Oh, but they're not racist when they do. And so I didn't do anything on it. And then suddenly I read the mainstream news. They go, the U.S. government thinks he staged it or it didn't even happen, or a gas main blew up in a building across the street. The point is, known liars, you don't believe them, you question them. It doesn't mean that you're sure it didn't happen or did. You have a right to question known liars, and that's the point. But what about the fact that 4 million people have already fled Venezuela in the last 6 months, and now millions are trying, like zombie apocalypse, to flee socialism into Brazil that has its own problems. Brazil's going the way of Trump in their election, so they're trying to ban free speech. I mean, this is crazy.
Yeah, it's a disturbing pattern. And you know what they say the left says to that, right? They go, no. Venezuela, Cuba, Russia, China, Cambodia, North Korea. None of that is the kind of socialism I want. I want Finland. I want Norway. I want all these Northern European countries. And you go, they're on the way down. They're using the money they had when they were free market, and they're literally spending their grandparents' and their parents' money. So that's not a model we want to mimic. This whole idea of socialism being the future of the Democratic Party, which many Democratic politicians will proudly say is the end of America. And the thing that scares me about that is they don't just want to change America like the classical liberals wanted to alter some bad things. And I think they were wrong, but at least they had a plan. This is just, let's burn it to the ground. They don't want to debate. They don't want the truth to come out. They don't want to get to to something that's more a meritocracy. They just want to destroy everything. They want to burn your house. And if they die too, that's fine. They don't care. Like Bill Maher says, let's destroy the economy so we can get rid of Trump.
That's right. Gavin, let me ask you this question. Alexandria Cortez, everyone she endorsed lost in primaries to other Democrats. All the Democrats so far have lost in these special elections last night. I think this is going to send them into even more shrill, like you said, obsessed, crazy old girlfriend, fatal attraction mode.
Yeah, it really is. And the other thing they don't get is that no one agrees with them. Millennials love socialism because they never got a paycheck and they didn't see how much to take out. Remember your first paycheck when you're working at the gas station and you get it back and you go, what? They're taking that much out of every single check? Where is it going?
And you're in the lowest tax bracket and they're taking a third out of it.
Yes. Yeah. The amount of tax I pay has been going up every year my entire life. And I can't take it anymore. I'm mad.
Well, I've gone to big tax lawyers and top ones and they go, listen, Alex, you know, the amount of money you have isn't that much anyways. You can't do stuff offshore. All the big boys are allowed to. All the elites go to the special law firms that are run by former attorney generals. And then they all pay zero tax. That's part of the elite club. And they all go offshore, like Bezos and Tim Cook. These people admittedly almost pay no taxes, but they lobby all day to raise taxes on people like you and me. You actually try to open a company, have a restaurant, a car dealership. You got 50, 60, 70 employees. The way they do all the stuff now, getting rid of the loopholes, I pay federally 50%. So I'm trying to bring all this money in constantly, you know, and they're calling it profit when I'm buying infrastructure. It's total screw job. People don't know.
And America knows that. Middle America, flyover states, everywhere outside of New York and L.A., and we just saw in Ohio, middle America understands that jobs are really the only thing that matters, and Trump is providing jobs. So they're scared, because they're scared that you and I and Trump are making the right seem a lot more attractive, a lot more fun. We have more millennials identifying as right-wing than ever before, or at least not since the early 80s.
And Generation Z. So let me ask, that was my next question. Your Proud Boys, great patriots, they call them white supremacists. About a third of them are big, handsome black guys and Hispanic folks. But what was going on? And like the poor little Hispanic guy on, who has a neurological disorder, they beat him up in Berkeley. He's fought back and kicked their ass, even though he's on a walker. I mean, these are the images they can't stand. And those are all the videos, I think, were the last straw that had millions of views despite their shadow ban on our Facebook and our YouTube fan pages. So they panicked when we had four reporters covering the event in Portland, the event in Berkeley, where thousands showed up. Only Antifa got arrested. They were such scum. And when your crowd and the prayer vigil crowd was more diverse, probably about demographically, was more diverse, 50% black, about 20-30% Hispanic, and they were all hugging each other and loving each other, this, I think, sent them into conniption fits. And the polls show it. Double the number of Hispanics and African Americans are supporting Trump and Republicans than they were just 6 months ago. This is a landslide. I don't know what they're going to do.
Yeah, they hate that their pet blacks have left the plantation. And you'll notice they don't talk about David Duke or Richard Spencer or avowed white nationalists. They throw that around at people like you and me because they know it's not true, and they have to do something to sink us, because they know we have this massive appeal. They know we're funny. They know when you have the tinfoil hat on your head, you're being hilarious. But they go, I can't show that. I have to push the big lie and get these people out. Like, you know what's a great example? Dinesh D'Souza. He has 0% critics rating on Rotten Tomatoes and 90% audience rating. I mean, doesn't that sum up the massive agenda the left has?
Say that again. Say that again. The little imperiums, you know, who give fake ratings to whoever pays them, that's well known, for terrible movies. You know, the people, the establishment has a total negative rating for D'Souza's amazing film, but the public's 90%. It shows the fraud.
It's a massive, giant gap. And Charles Murray talked about this in Coming Apart. We have a massive gap now between the elites and the Midwest. And at least, you know, at least the monocle-wearing elites of the past, they knew they were distant. They had their top hats, and they had their scented handkerchiefs they put on their face when they walked by the poor. These dummies, these rich elites at CNN and the globalists, they actually think they understand middle America, and they are in touch with what we want. No, we don't think of speech as terror. We don't care. You talk about hate speech, like they say, free speech is good, but it doesn't include hate speech. It includes everything, dummy. We don't want rules. We want total freedom. And the more you push these rules and regulations, the more you ostracize young
people.
And
a great example is what just happened in InfoWars. Number one app, period, in news on both Apple and Android, and CNN is freaking out saying remove us. How obvious is that? We'll be back with 5 more minutes with Gavin McGinnis. We have other special guests joining us. He's the host of Get Off My Lawn. It's great. My son watches it. His whole school watches it, which scares the hell out of the left. I mean, took my daughters to camp this year. Yeah, ages 14 and 10, and like a third of the trunks had like Gavin McGinnis stickers or Steven Crowder stickers or InfoWars stickers. I mean, the left is scared. We'll be right back. InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.